Well, Charles Schmidt is actually he's Charles E. Schmidt, and he's the American Legion National Commander, actually approved and voted by millions of members, which is wonderful. He's a Vietnam War veteran, and we're talking about the American Legion and what they focus upon. American Legions are all over the country, aren't they?
Yes, they are. We have over 13,000 posts, not
Really?
just not only in the United States, but we're located in foreign countries such as the Philippines, Okinawa, Korea, Guam, Mexico, Puerto Rico, and of course the Department of France, which encompasses not only France but Germany and Belgium and England and Ireland and Italy. So I guess you could say we're a global organization.
Yeah, well, you are. And it represents all wars and all veterans.
Right.
Okay.
Yes, we was the American Legion was started by the Doughboys at the end of World War One, and of course we were chartered by Congress as a wartime veterans organization, and by being in a conflict or serving somewhere during a conflict, you have windows of eligibility based on those wars, conflicts defined by Congress, makes one eligible to join the American Legion.
Okay. All right. Now, you're the national commander, and I understand you're going to be going to Europe soon.
Yes, we are. Every year, the commander, well, actually all year, the commander travels around visiting many of those states and countries and American Legion posts. And later this month, we are going to visit the Department of France, which encompasses those countries I mentioned in Europe. Going over to visit the American military communities, the men and women and the families that are serving on our behalf in that region. We're going to have some town hall meetings and find out how we can maybe better help them while they're in the service and even following their service. And then on June 6th, we are going to be in Normandy to participate in the observances and to remember the great sacrifices that took place. On those beaches of sandy beaches and Point du Hoc and so forth, of sacrifices that were necessary to save the world from tyranny. And we're looking forward to that to pay our respects.
Yes. It's become a very interesting world, Commander, because there was a time where when you served your country, you were physically defending it. Now, when you serve your country, it's all over the world, and it's situations that could pose a threat. I mean, we've become very thin in our coverage, haven't we?
Well, of course, the more conflicts that are going around our globe,
Yeah,
and
funny.
unfortunately, seems like there's
Funny to go
a
around.
new one ever so often.
Yeah,
And
yeah.
the U.S. has interests around the globe, and unfortunately, when those conflicts arise, and to protect America's interests and probably those of our allies, there's going to be men and women wearing a uniform, and of course there still are. There's always going to be a need for the American Legion, and you mentioned of maybe wearing a little thin. We need a strong military, the America does, and I think we've kind of lost some of our strength with sequestration, the effects of sequestration, and the American Legion believes in a strong military, and that means given the men and women who represent us in those areas, the tools that they need to deal with, confront the issues, and also not to forget them after they leave the military.
Well, that's the
So,
most important thing. Yeah, I mean, when I say a little thin, it's the fact that we seem to go into countries and then we don't ever leave. In other words, the conflicts remain infinitum. That's what I mean by that. But the most important to the American Legion and to veterans is the care and respect that they get after their service. both mentally and physically. I know that that's always a challenge, and new advances are being made all the time. But I know it's at the forefront of the concern of the American Legion, is that we take care of our veterans.
Oh, absolutely. And when we were first established in 1919, when the members of the Expeditionary Forces met to caucus in Paris, France, in March of 1919, their main concern was, and we call them our founding principles, or our cardinal principles, the rehabilitation of all disabled veterans and the care of the dependents of those who have answered the final call, and the care of those veterans who are now suffering from those wounds, disease, and wants, those hidden wounds that come out. And, of course, as a result of that, and back in 1919, in the early 1920s, the American Legion was very instrumental in starting the Veterans Bureau, as it was known then. Of course, it's now known as the Veterans Administration, to take care of those men and women who have served. And, of course, now today, the VA has become the largest healthcare system in the United States to take care of those men and women. And we believe it's a system worth saving. There has been some talk of previously about privatization, but I think I kind of got the feeling from Congress that they're not in favor of total privatization of the VA, but continue to enhance and work with the VA. The American Legion is certainly friends of the VA, and friends are honest with friends. And as we illustrated that in 2014, that something has to change in the system so that those veterans not only get the quality health care, but they have get the timely accessibility. And we continue to work with them, and such as recently the Appeals Modernization Bill, to find a way in which we have to streamline that process as far as time-wise, but yet give the veteran full justice in his or her claim or appeals, as the case may be. And we're waiting for Congress to address that, and I think we're going to get some traction on that. The House in the 114th Congress approved that, and of course that was the end of October, and of course November we were pretty well focused on a national election, and then we had the holidays and the Senate didn't get the opportunity to address that. So now we had to start over in the new 115th Congress, and we're starting to get some traction on that. So hopefully those veterans are not going to have to wait years, which is totally unacceptable.
Well, just it is unacceptable.
Their appeals is approved or denied.
Yeah. Well, hopefully Congress can actually focus on something for a change. So far not. And, of course, we're also talking about the families of the veterans as well, which, I mean, it goes hand in hand.
Yes, they do. And, speaking of family, the American Legion family also includes the American Legion Auxiliary and the Sons of the American Legion. And the Legion is 2.2 million. The Auxiliary is about 700,000. The Sons of the American Legion are close to 400,000. So we have a large family that together we advocate to take care of veterans, take care of those families. And we're going to continue to do that as we've done for so many years.
Great. Well, they've chosen a fine commander, sir, and it's good to speak to you, as we have actually talked in the past, by my recollection. And
yes.
Where do we go for more information?
Well, we're going to go. We're going into Reno, Nevada, in August for our national convention. But prior to that, we're having the American Legion Baseball World Series. And we're going to have the American Legion Legacy Run, which is our American Legion riders, motorcyclists, enthusiasts, to raise money for the Legacy Run. And, of course, we're going to support the Junior Shooting Sports Competition Colorado Springs and attend the Boy Scout Jamboree, as we support the Boy Scouts as well. And at the end of our convention in Reno, Nevada, this August, the American Legion is going to have its first ever female national commander. And that is going to be a historical event, because no other veterans service organization has had a female national commander.
Very good. For more information, go to legion.org, legion.org. Always a pleasure, sir.
Well, it's our pleasure, too, and we have enjoyed our visit this morning.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. You too.
Bye-bye.